From the Financial Times in London, I'm Ravi Mathu, and this is FT News. What's up with WhatsApp in Brazil? The Facebook-owned messaging app has been blocked and unblocked a number of times in recent months in Latin America's biggest economy. The company was not pleased. So what's going on? Joining me to discuss the latest news are the FT's San Francisco correspondent, Hannah Kuchler, and Samantha Pearson from our Sao Paulo bureau. Sam, let me start with you. What is going on? Just explain what's happened in the last few months.
Basically, last week on Monday, a judge in a very small city in the northeast of Brazil ordered all mobile phone operators to block WhatsApp for 72 hours. So WhatsApp was actually off air for about 24 hours before another judge came in and then reversed that decision. It's not the first time this has happened. This is becoming a regular occurrence here in Brazil. In December last year, a judge here in Sao Paulo also imposed a 48-hour ban on WhatsApp, and that was also overturned. The judge who was behind the order last week, he was also the same judge that, I don't know if you remember, back in March, he also ordered the imprisonment of a Facebook executive for failing to comply with another attempted block on WhatsApp. So really, this is becoming a regular problem here in Brazil.
And what is the question, what is the issue the judges are raising with regards to Facebook and WhatsApp? Why are they blocking it?
He's been targeting WhatsApp, the most recent judge, because of its alleged refusal to cooperate on a case involving drug trafficking in the northeastern state. So apparently WhatsApp is not cooperating with the authorities. The problem really is that the case is not public, so we don't know exactly what his request was, and so it's very hard to judge whether it was legitimate or not. We're not sure if he was just asking for information on when messages were sent, which would be kind of a more legitimate request, or whether he was actually asking for the content of messages, which WhatsApp says that they don't even have the ability to give that information to the authorities here in Brazil.
Now, Hannah, Facebook obviously isn't very pleased in WhatsApp. What has their response been?
They've been very clear and very forthright in their response to the Brazilian government. I think I'll just start with Sam's point about them not being able to give up the content, which is, in a way, it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card because one of the Facebook execs was rudely jailed, but the product is designed with end-to-end encryption, which means that the messages are only sitting on my phone and your phone. They never sit on a server anywhere, so there's no way for the company to access them. So, you know, it's kind of a ridiculous battle for them if what is being asked for is the content, because they don't have it. But they've been very forthright. Mark Zuckerberg himself wrote a post where he said the idea that everyone in Brazil can be denied the freedom to communicate the way they want is a very scary in a democracy. And he encouraged people to participate in a forum which was trying to discuss a new law which is in the process, which will prevent judges from being able to ban apps like WhatsApp.
Interesting. And Sam, Brazil, we didn't talk about this, but is one of the most wired societies out there. I mean, people are on their phones a lot. They use messaging services extensively. What has been the mood among Brazilian users of these services?
WhatsApp, as I say, is extremely popular in Brazil. It's used by about 100 million people, which although is only half the population here, it's about 91% of all smartphone users in Brazil. And it's really more than just, a way to chat with your friends. It's kind of become an integral part of the country's communication network. So you have doctors who use it to communicate with their patients, businesses use it to communicate with their clients. So really, this had a big effect. There was a lot of anger last week when it was blocked. A lot of people started trying to download other services to see if they could talk to their friends that way. But really, this is a kind of a concerning move in Brazil. There has been a few initiatives to create less transparency in the internet here, and more intervention. Some people are saying it's kind of a move towards state censorship even. As Hannah says, there is a new law which is being discussed in Congress which could help WhatsApp out. Ironically, the original purpose of this bill was to give judges more power to block websites. But given that this was being discussed when this WhatsApp issue came up, now they've included a clause in the law which says that judges can block websites apart from messaging services. So although it's good news for WhatsApp, it's actually bad news for the internet in general in Brazil. Just to add, one of their kind of more interesting and sinister explanations behind what's going on here is that actually the mobile phone companies are agreeing with what is going on. So they're not questioning these orders by the judges because actually WhatsApp is one of their major competitors. So that's part of the problem as well.
Hannah, one of the other issues around encryption access to data, presumably as a transnational company, is Facebook worried about if it does things in Brazil, does that put it in a difficult position at home vis-a-vis US authorities and what's required of their use of data and protection of privacy there?
Yeah, so this is something else which is a big problem for Facebook. Even if they did have the information and want to give it up, they would actually break US law. There's a US law called the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which forbids companies from disclosing communications without a warrant issued by a US judge. So, Brazil could go through a mutual legal assistance treaty and try and get that if they wanted to. As I said, there might still be a problem, which is Facebook or WhatsApp doesn't actually have the information they want. There's a real parallel here to the Apple FBI case, which dominated the headlines at the end of last year and the beginning of this. You know, we have this issue where lawmakers have suddenly woken up to the fact that tech companies have rolled out encryption in a really big way. You know, WhatsApp has over a billion users. They're all subject to end-to-end encryption. iMessage, Apple has never released exact figures on, but people estimate about 800 million users. Again, end-to-end encryption. If lawmakers had been worried about encryption earlier, maybe they would have found a way to prevent the spread of it. But now it's there. It's very, very hard to reverse.
Interesting. Now, Sam, finally, what is the next stage of this process? Are we going to see WhatsApp blocked again? Are there fights continuing in other courts in Brazil? What do we think is the next step?
Well, this judge that was behind the order last week, he's being investigated for possible disciplinary action. So the board there for judges will decide whether he went too far. And so that could have an impact. If they decide that what he did was incorrect, then maybe other judges will feel that they don't have the right to take similar action. As I said before, there is a law that is being discussed, so that really will be crucial in whether judges do the same thing in the future. But I suspect this won't be the last time that we see this.
It's certainly going to be an issue that we're going to be watching for some time to come. Hannah Kuchler in San Francisco and Sam Pearson in Sao Paulo, thanks very much for joining us.
If you enjoy listening to our FT podcasts, please help more people discover them by rating them or writing a review of them on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download them.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.